Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Monday night, the Giants travel to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. The Giants haven't had a lot of success against Philadelphia on Monday Night Football. In fact, they've only beaten them once, and that came way back in 1972. But when you take a look at these games between the Giants and Eagles, there's always that element of toughness that comes into play, especially down in Philadelphia. Now, although the Giants have had some struggles down in Philadelphia recently, it's not like they haven't had their opportunities, last year notwithstanding. But what the Giants have to do is they've got to be able to deal with some of the explosive big plays that Philadelphia can make in their passing game. Because one of the things that will happen is it'll really get the crowd riled up, and that can be a very hostile environment to play in. One of the areas that the Giants have had weaknesses defensively, running backs out of the backfield being open for pass plays and then losing track of the tight end. There's two good tight ends on the Philadelphia Eagles, Brent Celek and Zach Ertz. So those are areas that the Giants have to really be buttoned up with. Now, look, this is a team that's dealing with a bunch of injuries, and who's going to be on the field when they play on Monday night still remains to be seen. But, look, I know you're Giants fans, and I know you keep talking about all the injuries, but, folks, as someone who follows the National Football League and all 32 teams, they're all dealing with all kinds of injuries. The New England Patriots just lost their starting left tackle, Nate Solder, for the rest of the year. Guys go on IR for teams all around the National Football League. It's what you do with that. It's how you come off that adversity. And this is where coaching really comes into play. You take a look at what Tom Coughlin has done, Ben McAdoo, Steve Spagnuolo, and this entire staff, getting guys ready that don't normally have a big role to have to step in and perform in a big spot. With that said, if the Giants can come out and withstand some early heat from Philadelphia, get the game stabilized, they should be in pretty good shape on Monday night at Lincoln Financial Field. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us.